After the worst January job cuts since the Great Recession, here are 12 major layoffs that have already been announced in February. January was a horrible month for job losses, and major layoff announcements are coming fast and furious here in February. Last month was the worst January for job cuts since the Great Recession in 2009, according to a report from employment firm Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. Around 40% of last month's job reductions came in the tech industry, where Google parent company Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft and Salesforce announced plans to lay off thousands of workers. Many of the companies said they grew too quickly in recent years and must cut costs to boost profitability. So many large companies announced staff reductions last month, and that trend has definitely continued this month. The following are 12 major layoffs that have already been announced in February. Yahoo will lay off more than 20% of its workforce by the end of 2023, eliminating 1,000 positions this week alone, the company said in a statement Thursday. eBay on Tuesday announced plans to cut 500 jobs, or about 4% of its workforce, according to a filing with the SEC. Number 4 Affirm is yet another tech company that has recently made a decision to conduct mass layoffs. Affirm announced it's cutting 19% of its workforce Wednesday. Number 6 GoDaddy just let their workers know that they plan to reduce the size of our global team by about 8%. Today, we are announcing a plan to reduce the size of our global team by about 8%. Micron has begun laying off workers, a spokesperson for the company told the Idaho Statesman. The news marks the beginning of the company's plan to reduce its global headcount by about 10% over the next year. Micron CEO Sanjay Mehrotra announced during a quarterly conference call with investors in December that the company is taking significant steps to reduce costs and operating expenses as demand for its principal products wanes. Microsoft-owned GitHub is laying off 10% of its staff, the company confirmed to Fortune. Nomad Health, a healthcare staffing startup, laid off around 20% of its corporate workforce this week, according to 4 terminated employees, as the surge in travel nurses and other temporary healthcare workers ignited by the pandemic cools down. Zoom on Tuesday said it will lay off about 1,300 employees, or approximately 15% of its staff, becoming the latest tech company to announce significant job cuts as a pandemic-fueled surge in demand for digital services wanes. Number 11 Boeing was supposedly going to be hiring more workers, but instead the company just announced that thousands of positions in finance and human resources will be eliminated. We expect about 2,000 reductions this year primarily in finance and HR through a combination of attrition and layoffs, Boeing confirmed Monday. There are countless other firms that have also just announced significant layoffs. We truly have not faced economic conditions like this since the Great Recession, and a recent Gallup survey seems to underscore this point. Reflecting on their personal financial situations, 35% of Americans say they are better off now than they were a year ago, while 50% are worse off. The only other times this occurred was during the Great Recession era in 2008 and 2009. Time is short, and I need help getting these warnings into the hands of as many people as possible. I put a link in the description to an easy-to-share PDF of this article. Please download and share. Thanks for watching. Subscribe for more.